In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Amen.
The prophet Zechariah imagines a king unlike any that the world has ever celebrated. He does not arrive on a war horse. He does not display military strength or political dominance. Instead, he comes riding on a donkey, humble, peaceful, bringing an end to the instruments of war and proclaiming peace to the nations. That vision prepares us to hear Jesus' invitation in today's gospel. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. There may not be more needed words in our time than these. We live in a culture that has made exhaustion into a virtue. We admire people who never stop working, who answer emails late into the night, who measure their worth by their productivity. We carry expectations placed upon us by our employers, by families, by society, and often by ourselves. We're told that we should always be stronger, healthier, younger, I don't know how that's supposed to work. More successful, more certain, more independent. Many of us carry burdens that no one else can see. There's grief that lingers long after a funeral. There is anxiety about our children and grandchildren. There are illnesses that refuse to disappear. Relationships that remain fractured, fears about our nation and the world. We carry concern for neighbors who struggle to find enough food, affordable housing, or adequate health care. We carry the weight of injustice that seems far too large for any one person to change. Sometimes the heaviest burden we carry is simply the belief that everything depends on us. Jesus knows that burden. He does not tell us to try harder. He does not tell us to become more religious. He does not tell us if we simply have enough faith, life will become easy. Instead, he offers something much deeper. Come to me. Notice what Jesus does not promise. He does not promise escape from life's difficulties. The yoke remains. There's still work to be done. There are still fields to plow, people to love, crosses to bear. What changes is not the existence of the burden, but who bears it with us. Because you see, a yoke was never designed for one animal alone. It joined two together so that they could share the work. When Jesus invites us to take his yoke upon ourselves, he's not placing another weight on our shoulders. He's inviting us into partnership. The burden is no longer ours alone. This is why his yoke is easy. Not because discipleship is effortless, but because love is always stronger than isolation. We were never created to carry life by ourselves. The Apostle Paul understands this struggle all too well. In today's reading from Romans, he gives notice to the conflict that lives within every human heart. I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Who among us has not known that experience. We know what compassion looks like, yet impatience escapes our lips. We long for peace, but anger finds its way into our hearts. We desire generosity, yet fear persuades us to hold tightly to what we have. Paul is not describing personal failure so much as simply the human condition. We are all unfinished people. We are all works in progress. The good news is that God has never waited for us to become perfect. God has never waited for us to become perfect before loving us. God meets us exactly where we're at. That might be one of the hardest truths for us to accept. Many of us believe that we must first fix ourselves before coming to God. We imagine that when we have our lives under control, when our doubts have disappeared, when our habits have improved, then perhaps we will finally be worthy of God's embrace. But grace has never worked that way. Jesus does not say, "Come to me after you have everything figured out." He says, "Come to me when you are weary." Weariness is enough. Brokenness is enough. Honest need is enough. In fact, those are often the very places where God begins the deepest work of transformation. The places where we feel weakest are frequently the places where compassion grows. Those who have known grief often become the gentlest companions to those who mourn. Those who have struggled with illness learn how to sit beside another's pain without trying to fix it. Those who have experienced failure often become the first to extend forgiveness. God wastes nothing. Even our wounds can become places where grace enters into the world. Psalm 145 reminds us that the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Notice that the psalm does not say God is gracious only towards the successful, only towards the morally flawless, only to the spiritually accomplished. God is gracious and loving to everyone. Everyone. That includes those who are exhausted. That includes those who are questioning, those who are overwhelmed, those who feel like they are barely holding life together. And that includes us. Perhaps the greatest burden Jesus invites us to lay down is the burden of believing that we must save ourselves. That is a burden no human being was ever meant to carry. Our calling is not to become self-sufficient. Our calling is to become ever more deeply rooted in God's love and ever more willing to share that love with others. The world tells us that strength means standing alone. The gospel tells us that strength is found in relationship with God and with one another. That is why the church exists. Not as a gathering of people who have all the answers, but as a community of fellow travelers learning how to walk together under the yoke of Jesus. We bear one another's burdens because Christ bears ours. We forgive because we have been forgiven. We practice compassion because we ourselves have received mercy. And when we do, something remarkable happens. The burdens do not disappear, but they do become lighter because love is carrying them alongside us. The kingdom that Zechariah imagined begins to take shape, not through power or domination, but through gentleness, through humility, through mercy, and shared compassion. So today, Christ offers the same invitation he's offered from the beginning, not to the perfect, not to the powerful, not to those who have everything under control, but to those who are tired, to those carrying more than they were ever meant to carry, to those longing for hope. Come to me is the simplest invitation in the gospel and probably the hardest. For it asks us to trust that we do not have to earn God's love, prove our worth, or carry the weight of the world alone. The one who comes riding on a donkey still walks beside us, still shoulders the yoke with us, still gives rest to weary souls, and still invites us to discover that the lightest burden we will ever carry, the lightest burden we will ever carry, is the one we share with Christ.
Amen.